Geoffrey Donaldson from the DUP with me this morning. Morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Sir Geoffrey. Your reaction?
Well, I was watching the TV last night, Stephen, and the news flash came on about a serious incident in Manchester, and even then we couldn't contemplate the horror that was about to unfold. 22 people, many of them young people, children, who have lost their lives, many others injured in this tragedy. And our first thought is, of course, with those families in Manchester, and our hearts go out to them, and they are in our prayers. And for those in hospital and the emergency services, the health care teams looking after the injured, those counselling the bereaved. It will take Manchester a long time to recover from this, Stephen, as we have seen here in Northern Ireland. The trauma of this event will live long in the memory of the people affected by it and in the memory of this city.
It's a city that many of us know. I said I work there half the week. There will be many people who travel to Manchester for football. There's a buoyant Irish community there. And they will be looking at this street and Manchester and the normality that is usually associated with it, the fun that's usually associated with Manchester, especially for those who travel over to either go shopping or the football matches. I see people coming back and forward on the plane to Manchester all the time.
Well, indeed, that's right. There is a strong affinity between Northern Ireland and Manchester that goes back generations, and indeed many of our own people moved to Manchester at the time when and still is a thriving industrial city. And we here in Northern Ireland will understand how the people of Manchester feel today, and we can empathise with them. And clearly this shows that with the attack in London, this attack in Manchester, that terrorism is very much still in our midst, and we, of course, don't yet know who was responsible for this. We must allow the police to do their job in that respect. But I think we can say this, that to the extremists who are behind this, whatever their motivation, that the people of the United Kingdom will not bow down to this terror. And, of course, that's what they want. Terrorism is not just a violent thing. It's not just a physical thing that results in death and destruction, but it's also psychological. They want us to be terrorized by them. They want us to live in fear of them. And we're simply not going to do that, Stephen. We didn't do it in Northern Ireland, and we won't do it in the United Kingdom as a whole.
Do you think this has been timed because of the general election campaign?
I have no doubt about that. We're in the middle of an election campaign, and I think the timing of this is significant. It's designed to send a message to our democracy, to our democratic way of life. And I think the response, the best response British people can give on the 8th of June is to come out and vote for whoever they intend to vote for. But come out and vote, cast your vote on the 8th of June, and send a message back to these terrorists that democracy will prevail, that we will go about our business, and we
will
uphold our democratic institutions.
Will it though? Surely incidents like this, despite what you should say and what you are saying, surely the reality is our way of life is going to change. We are going to need to be surrounded by more and more security. And we cannot defeat these lone people who can kill on their own so many people.
Well, we can defeat them, Stephen.
How do you defeat them for terrorism?
Well, because their objective is to destroy our democracy, and they will not succeed. You know, when I stand outside the House of Commons in the members' lobby, I look at the scarred archway, damaged archway. The House of Commons was destroyed in the Second World War by the Luftwaffe in their Blitz of London. And yet today we're having a general election to elect MPs to that House of Commons. Our democracy survived the Second World War, and it most certainly will survive the suicide bombers. Yes, they will destroy lives. Yes, they will cause destruction. But they will not succeed, Stephen. They will not have victory of destroying our democracy, and that is what they are about at the end of the day.
What they're also about, and look, I don't know what point I'm trying to make, but what they're also about is instilling fear and terror into a general population. To that end, they've succeeded.
Well, in the short term, I think that people will be fearful. And you heard it. The gentleman you interviewed just a few moments ago said that he wouldn't take his family to another concert. And I'm sure that, yes, there will be many families across the UK this morning who will be thinking about that public event, that concert, that sports event that they were planning to attend. But, Stephen, I think that will be a momentary thing, and I actually believe, and I've seen it here in Northern Ireland myself, that we will actually rise above that. We will go beyond that, and in the end, we will get on with our lives, and we will come together. We will stand together. And those aren't just platitudes. That's the reality of how we've dealt with this in the past, Stephen. We are remarkably resilient people. And yes, right now we must mourn our dead. We must think of those who bear the scars and injuries of last night's atrocity. But, you know, the United Kingdom will stand together, and we will send a very clear message to whoever was behind this that our democracy is too precious for them to destroy. We will not allow them to do that. Yes, there may be increased security. That will be our response, but there will also be normality in Manchester. You know, in 1996, a bomb exploded in Manchester. It was exploded by the IRA. It caused a lot of destruction. But Manchester came back to life again. It came back to normality. It got on with its business, and it will do so again, because that is the best response we can give to those who want to terrorise us, those who want to cow us, those who want us to bow down before the might of their terrorism. We will not do it.
And finally, the reality is that many people of a certain generation are well experienced to bombs and the fear of bombs and what bombs do, given the troubles in Northern Ireland. And now we are watching another part of the UK experience what we experienced for many years. Maybe Northern Ireland is safer than other parts of the UK now.
In a sense, there is some truth to that, Stephen. I obviously, like you spend much of your week in Manchester. I spend much of my week when I'm a Member of Parliament in London. And there are times when I do feel safer in Belfast than I feel in London because of the very high security alert. But we in Northern Ireland understand that, and we understand the need for security measures, and we understand the need for the police to be vigilant, and we must all be vigilant now. Northern Ireland is not immune from this, by the way, Stephen. You know, Manchester was the target last night. It doesn't mean that these terrorists will not cast their eye across the Irish Sea to Northern Ireland. So we all have to be vigilant and all look out for each other.
Okay. Sir Geoffrey, thank you very much indeed.